And it is 7:45. We're at 68 degrees in West Bend. Sunshine and just a cloud or two. Humidity is at 88%. And we are joined for a community conversation on the phone, as we are typically every Wednesday about this time, by our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
So here we are, getting ready for a big, long weekend. It sounds like your plans are as exciting as mine when we roll into it. But, you know, that's kind of the way it goes these days, right?
Yeah, it seems like it. You know, it's if I don't come out of this whole pandemic situation with a nice, clean apartment, what have I done, you know?
See, there you go. I have actually been sitting outside, and I have a tan line.
Oh, wow, look at you.
Except it's on my feet where the Crocs are. So not only a tan line, but also weird spots.
Oh, yeah, the spots are
Yeah.
Not the best look.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, if I'm barefoot, it just looks really kind of weird. But, you know. But there's a nice tan line from my ankle to where the shoe goes, the Croc goes. Yeah.
Well, just tell people it's a fashion statement, and
there we go.
From there.
There we go. So usually my fashion statement is up yours, but that's another story entirely. You know. So you've got something going on, and an interesting special session at the library tomorrow. Or actually not at the library tomorrow.
Right. I was going to say virtually tomorrow. So for the science-enthused children and older folks among us, we're having a special session with Bubble Guy Jeff Aiken. So Jeff has come and performed at the library many times. He does amazing work with bubbles, just the science of it all, and it's beautiful. His show is really great. He's a perennial favorite. So we will post he did a pre-recorded show for us that we're going to post on the morning of July 2nd, which is tomorrow. So you can watch it anytime during the day. And then at 6:30, we're having a meet and greet with Jeff via Zoom. So you can meet the bubble guy and ask him all your burning bubble questions. But to participate in the Zoom call, you do need a smartphone with the Zoom app or a webcam-enabled computer, and you do have to register. So give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151, or stop by the children's info desk, and we'll email you the Zoom meeting ID and the password tomorrow morning. And you want to, if you have any questions about that, you can get in touch with Miss Terica here at the library. She's done a lot of work in making all this cool stuff happen in a safe way. So I'm very appreciative and glad that she's on my side in the pandemic.
I gotta say, the song that I played just before the break, before you came on, was by Michael Jackson. And so when you said bubbles, the first thing I thought of was the chimpanzee.
Hey, that's look at you just tailoring everything to the theme.
I tell you. So you're doing some take-home crafts at the library as well.
We are. We've got different stuff every week for kids and every other week for adults. So this week we've got a couple of cool take-home crafts. We've got a story time craft where kids can grow a bean, which is pretty cool. We have a STEM activity, so science, technology, engineering, and math, different one every week. And this is Jack and the Parachute instead of Jack and the Beanstalk. And the teen craft is to make a zine. So there's supplies and instructions and all kinds of cool stuff and just little take-and-go bags over by the children's desk on the first floor.
Interesting, interesting. Because we do need to mention that, you know, the library is open, but there are no in-person scheduled activities, group activities, all that kind of stuff. Some of it is grab and go, and some of it is online. So
exactly, yeah, we've got a limit on how many people we can have in the building, so it's we're trying to keep everybody spaced out as much as possible and that kind of thing. And if you, I am posting the instructions for the teen crafts on our website. So if you don't want to come into the library and risk potential exposure, then and you have the activities or the supplies for the activities at home, I try to keep them pretty basic. Then you can just look at the instructions, maybe print them off, and do it on your own time, which is kind of nice.
Sure. Also on the website and social media, you've got some contests and other activities.
Yeah, for the kids, we've got a guessing contest, a Lego challenge, and a writing prompt every week. And the winners get different prizes every week, so it's a great way to keep busy. You can either email Miss Terica your guesses and writing submissions and pictures of your Lego creations, or you can submit them on Beanstack through our summer learning program. So you just have to sign up. It's totally free, and you can read along, keep track of your reading, and get unlock some cool badges and be eligible for prizes, too, which is it's really nice that it's all in one place.
And they can find all that information on the West Bend Public Library website, which is
westbendlibrary.org. You're going to want to click on events and then Summer Reading 2020, and I will have all the information there for babies, toddlers, kids, teens, preteens, adults, seniors. It's all in one central location. We tried to make it nice and easy to find.
All right. Story time has also gone virtual.
It sure has. So Miss Terica is doing story times each Tuesday on Zoom. We have a 9:15 story time for ages 0 to 2. And at 10 in the morning, we've got story time for ages 2 and up. And to participate in the Zoom story times, like I said, you do need a smartphone or a webcam-enabled computer. I guess a tablet, an iPad would probably work, too, if it has a webcam. You just got to register by giving us a call or, again, stopping by the children's desk. And the Zoom meeting ID and password will be emailed to you Monday evening for Tuesday's morning story time. So,
gotcha.
And she's got a bunch of security measures in place because right when all this kind of started, people started abusing the platform. So we're doing our best to avoid that.
There you go. There's also still time to get involved in the virtual summer reading program.
There sure is. So you can sign up on Beanstack or by stopping into the library. There is something, there are activities and prizes for all ages. So adults, you can sign up too and get your own cool stuff. We also have a remote volunteer program for teens. I've had a bunch of teens do various activities to earn volunteer hours without ever stopping in the library. So they've been a great help, and I always appreciate the teen volunteers every year. But if you're looking for volunteer hours, it's a great way to earn some of those.
Awesome. Also, let's see, what else do we have? Well, let's talk about hours. I guess we're down to that point on the old cheat sheet this week, huh?
We sure are. So the library is currently usually open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturdays from 9 to 1, but we will be closed this Friday and Saturday. So July 3rd and 4th, in observance of Independence Day, we will be hanging out with our families or cleaning under our beds, depending on
there you go.
On your level of July 4th plans. So if you do need to return stuff while we're closed, you can use the book and media drops on the north side of the building, which is kind of off Walnut and 6th. And we are quarantining returned items for 72 hours before we check them in. So they won't come off your account, but if you return them on the date that they're due, they won't be overdue.
Right, right.
So we backdate the check-in to the day it was actually returned. And if you need anything else, have any questions about anything I've talked about today, you can stop by the library. We're at 630 Poplar Street. Again, you can give us a call. It's 262-335-5151. The website is westbendlibrary.org, and we are on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
All right. So I've been watching Doom Patrol. Have you watched Doom Patrol at all yet?
I haven't. It's in my queue.
Okay. It's kind of fun. And it's kind of fun and it's quirky. Let's put it that way. So I'm enjoying it. I'm about halfway through season one, so I'm enjoying that. And actually, while I've been sitting outside tanning my ankles, you know, I get some bloomers. I don't know. I've been working on it still. So, you know what? When I finally finish it, I think I deserve some kind of special, you know, certificate from the library or something.
I will happily make you a successfully finished it certificate. I'll print it up on nice paper and
deliver it with a red balloon.
With a red balloon. Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, like I said, I'm working on it. I did about 50 pages the other day. So
it's a big book.
It continues to be a big book. But, but you know, sitting out, it's not as scary when you're sitting outside reading it in the sunlight.
Yeah, in the full sunshine, that's definitely the easiest way to do it. So
yes.
I have faith in you, I believe.
We'll get it. Let's see if we can get it done by the end of the summer.
It's a good goal, an admirable goal.
There we go. All right. Hey, Hannah, enjoy your extra couple days off, and I hope you don't find anything too surprising in your project this weekend.
Thank you. I'm a little nervous.
And we'll talk next week. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.